When do we say Sikh Rabban Likulei if it's a Sikh Ashok? If it's not Neged Chazoke, but if it's Neged Chazoke, then Mikore. So then, the Daloch of Sikh Rabban Likulei doesn't apply. Of course, you can say that Daloch of Sikh Rabban Likulei applies even Neged Chazoke, but that's a big Chiddush. So, but how can the Taz mention his Raya, Monefshech? If we don't say Sikh Rabban Likulei, Neged Chazoke, so then Akum Sikh Rabban shouldn't be Neman either. What has one thing to do with the other? By Akum Sikh Rabban Likulei, so there is Agodel in Akum. And Akum has Nemones, so Mili can have Nemones. Even Neged Chazoke. Masha'in Kinu, a woman, she herself doesn't know. She says she doesn't remember whether she made Yulich or not. Then it's a plain Sofik, there is no Nemones. So, it plays, so we cannot apply the Aloha of Sikh Rabban Likulei. Sikh Rabban Likulei, Neged Chazoke. So this is the Asogi of the Nikunis Akesim, against the Taz. Again, the Taz. And the Nukles HaKesef is chilek on the Psak of the Taz. He says in that Chile, where Nisho was Bishla Boso, Vishocho Imolcho is a Trilo Imav, so it's Oser, the Chitichas Boso is Oser. Because even though Dam She Bishle, Dam She Milche is only Oser with Rabbonon, but Sfiket Rabbonon is Likule only when it's Sfiket HaShoko, not when it is Neger Chazon. All right. אם כן, גם כאן המיון מתיר מכיח מסיר ולתומי מה של רבונות, ואמרים לי חזוק למקורש ומדחס, מדחס. ואיד מוצוסי בקיבת יושי, בסופי כמדיח הדוחה אחרי, מוצוסי כוסף, so he found a certain manuscript, שקושה, מייחר, in other words, if there is a סופי כבוד הדוחה בסרייס was made, so he found a certain manuscript that is Buddha. מייחר דמוליח ומדרבונו נעב הספיק את רבונו ולכות, כדיס בגוי שער ידור השער דל. מה יישא שנמלוך לבייס פורס? עד כמה שיר. ואף עוד אמדה בסיוסף סימן פזיין, כוסה בשם רשא, ורמב״ם בסביר עלי, ואפילו בבישל ישיסה מנתרה, מכל מוקיין, או כמון וכל האחרינים מלחושי שלו זה. So, כאילו תלמודו, in other words, so even though רשא ורמב״ם הולד, the dam שבישל עלי, is awesome not her, so then, and אקום ישראל ותומי shouldn't be נאמון, so he's again discussing, I mean, that קשי על בסיוסף, so why is אקום ישראל ותומי נאמון, so but, all the other שאינים האחרינים, and we're not חישי שבשית ורשא אין דרמה. מקום מקום כמון דחו האחרינים לחוש לזה כי אם הוא תלמוד אורך הוא אין תלמוד אורך אני גמור עם מנוחס בוט רשי לרמב״ם הוא נתחיל כאן ואני גמור עם מנוחס דף חופה לפחות די זילה בוט די יקורי תודי הפשט so that the מסכון of גמור עם מנוחס is that only by דם חטוס where it is a made לזריקה so then the הלוח is if it's בישלי and it's not all לזריקה so the male did not חייב but דם חום he's חייב even though it's not all לזריקה all right ואיד יש לו זה סתם להתיר, ובוודאי עושה סו אישו כדרכו, ומולכו תחילו, כי נהיד אמרינו גם בקרי אשמה, טוב וחשפתום, וישראל מניירו, עם צורך לארץ ודסיר, חנק, זה very strange analogy. So he says, דימורה says, ברוכס, if someone, let's say, he's saying Krishna. And then, he forgets what he was up to. He was up to. So he has to go back to a posik, that he's sure that before that, he certainly said, everything before that. Now, suppose he was up to Chasavta, and he doesn't know. And then he stopped for a moment. He became abstracted in his thoughts. And he stopped for a moment. Now he wants to resume the recitation of Kriya Shema. But he doesn't know. Which Chasavta did he stop? Did he stop in the Chasavta of Parsha Shema? Or he stopped in the Chasavta of Parsha Voyim Shemeya? So if he did not say, if the words L'man Yirbu Yimechem do not come out on his lips, so then he has to go back of the Chesavtom of Parsha Shema, the Chumre. But suppose he stopped at a certain place in the Kriya Shema, at the Chesavtom, he remembers that he became abstracted in his thoughts at the Chesavtom, but he doesn't remember which Chesavtom. But he also remembers that right after he said to Chesavtom, he said L'man Yirbu. And then he stopped. So the Gemara says in Broches, since he remembers that right after Chesavtom, he said L'man, and then he stopped, so he doesn't have to go back to the Chesavtom of Parsha Shema, but he goes back to Chesavtom of Oyim Shemei. So what Shaykh said it here? So he said, here too. In other words, so what does it mean? That means that we assume that a person does everything in accordance with his habits. So that's the principle upon which that din in Gemara in Broches is based. Since he stopped, the last thing that he said was Uchsavta. He doesn't know which Uchsavta. But he knows that immediately afterwards, so the words, L'man Yirbu, came on his lips. So what does it show? That it was Uchsavta or Loyin Shemaya. Why couldn't it have been the Uchsavta of Parsha Shema? And then, and the words of L'man Yirbu came on his lips. The answer is, why should the L'man Yirbu come on his lips after the Chesavtom of Parsha Shema? So if they came on his lips, it's because of shikra delishne, because of habit, because he's accustomed twice a day or three times a day. So he's accustomed to say uchsafto mamuzul b'sechem sharecho, and then leman yabu yameichem. So memele, even when he stopped, these words came on his lips. So in other words, we assume that the person follows up his habit. So memele, he applies it, but it's not an exact analogy. Since this Jewish woman, day after day, is accustomed, when she prepares the meat before she puts it in the pot on the fire. So first she's meleachet, and first she's madiach, and then she's meleach, and then she's madiach again, and then she puts it on fire. And so we say, in all probability, this Jewish woman so followed up what she does every day. We see that this aloche of l'man yibu yameichem is based upon the presumption that a person is likely to act in accordance with his habits. So here too, we have to say that this Jewish woman who is accustomed every day to be meleach and then be mevasher, that this particular day when she has a suffix, she probably acted out her habit.
Is habit based upon
rov? Is habit based upon rov? Well, I mean, habit, that's a chazoke. That's not rov itself. All right. So the question is, why don't we go bas chazoke? So he says, the yesh rov neged chazoke, the reif biyomim melchin trilo, the rov odif mechazoke, the rov odif mechazoke. So in other words, so the Taz assumes that in Chaname, if there had been a real chazoke, then we couldn't apply the din of Sveikid Rabban Vinakole. And with this we can understand the first raya of the Taz. Because at the very outset it looks strange. He says, and you cannot argue, because here we cannot apply the principle of Sveikid Rabban Likule, on account of the fact that it's neged chazoke, because Monefshech, if you say that we cannot apply the principle of Sveikid Rabban Likule, on account of the fact that it's neged chazoke, so Nakum Yisrael Ritumi shouldn't be Nemon either. So we said that's not a perfect analogy, because there it's a din of the Mones. But the Taz apparently holds, no, that Anakus, in view of the fact that Anakum does not have Nemones in Nisa Daraisi, but he only has Nemones in Nisa Rabbanon. So Memele, in case where it's neged chazoke, and Nakum should not have Nemones, even in Nisa Rabbanon. But we see that he does have Nemones. So obviously, this is what he meant before. Obviously, the chazoke is no chazoke. Why is the chazoke no chazoke? Because it's in conflict with the Rav. And Rubem chazoke is Rubem Odi. So he says, V'haid razmin kamas chazoke, V'yish reiv neged chazoke, V'reiv piyomi melchin trilo, V'reiv odif mechazoke. So this I says. Now, the Nikudes HaKesef. Nikudes HaKesef. Now let's see the Nikudes HaKesef, and then we'll go to the Shach. Nikudes HaKesef. Ma'ase bo yedei. Nearly, the word Taveo. In other words, the Taz didn't pass him correctly, the Shach says. The Vadel, in other words, the Shach says, that in the case where a woman was Mevashel Bosor, and then she comes and tells us that she has a suffix, whether she was Meleach or not, so we have to pass that the Bosor is us. Why? He mentions a very good svore. He says, if Sveikid Rabban Likule applies here, so why do the Rishonim have to discuss whether Akum Yisrael Ritumei is Nemon, not Nemon? Mirtas! I mean, Machlekes, smak, Revo. I mean, it should be Muter without all these aloches. It's a suffix. So Sveikid Rabbanon. Sveikid Rabban Likule. Vim kein lamu utzor kol aposki mochel misiel etume yol yeitze v'nichmas ho belav mochashor mitam sofkid Rabban v'chel miyil simen samaches if you'd raise gabi mlige where you are melek where you put hot water over the eifes lo yishagin on albi yeitze v'nichmas dimir tasev l'kichovim ho lavo choser avo gav gabi sofkid Rabban. So what must we say? No. Without the agode of akum misiel etume, without birtas, it's certainly also. Why is it also? But Sveikid Rabban Likule. The answer is, they are klolim when to apply the aloha of Sveikid Rabban Likule. And one of the klolim is, one of the prerequisites for Sveikid Rabban Likule is that it should not be neged cheskas iser. And here it's neged cheskas iser. Here it's neged cheskas iser. Elo badai, agad abu shalat, vakiv it's yoshin shemotzo. But he mentions he found a certain manuscript. So he disagrees with that manuscript. Neged kol aposki, elo badai shanoche. Kim di ischazek an isa dam. V'chol eicha di ischazek isure lo yamrin on sofik drabonu likule. So actually we see that the Taz agrees with that. You see, I mean, that's one of the klolim of the Shach in Simen Kufyut. that where there is it's neged cheskas iseh, then we don't say seged avon likule, and the Taz is not chelik on that. But the reason is why the Taz here says that we do apply seged avon likule because we have a conflict between chazok and drob. All right. וכל יחד ישראל יסור אמרו יסוף גרבון לקולי כמו שכוסה כמו שאחתם יסיף שקיים יסיף מקופיות אם אבא כיוו שמצד אחר and that he also mentions in the clothing of specs וכנס וכרבון in קופיות כיוו שמצד אחר בולי שהיא מדי רבונון וכמו שכוסוף שום בדין יוטס so the שח they are says a big finish I mean it's not everybody agrees with him I mean there are many poskim who are achilik on that you see on this din of the שח that where it's neged cheskas hisa we don't apply sveike de rabbono likule so many poskim agree with it but this is the other chiddush he said that where the it's de rabbono mitzad achir so then there is no din of sveike de rabbono likule in other words when do we say sveike de rabbono likule if the sofik attaches to something that basically it's only rabbono let's say if there is a sofik in regard let's say to gvinasak So then we say, in view of the fact that Gvina Sakov is only in the Rabbanon, so Mila Sveiki the Rabbanon, we could. Because the whole Iser of Gvina Sakov is in the Rabbanon the Iser. Masha'inke here is that if the Iser of Dam had been an Iser Rabbanon, then we could say there is a Sofik, whether there is an Iser Dam or there is no Iser Dam. So Sveiki Rabbanon the Kule. But the Iser Dam is an Iser Dam, is the Iser Dam. But Mitzadach here, it involves here an Iser Rabbanon because of Bishra. So it's not a sofik in an iser the rabbonon as such the iser of dam is an iser deraisi but in case where the dam was nisbashel was nimlach then it becomes only osin the rabbonon so mimele that iser the rabbonon where basically it's an iser deraisi but for some other reason it's not osin the raisi here it is because of dam shebishlei so that the rabbonon is more chomor than any other rabbonon that is basically an iser rabbonon this is what he says This is what it says. Iname, kiven she mitzad acher bole, she hu mid rabbonon, uch meshe posu shom bidin yutes. Now, in Simen Kufiud, he mentioned the case of Tarubes, I think. Yutes. In Simen Kufiud, in the Shach, Sif Yutes, in Eimrim Sofik de Rabbonon Likule, Eloi Ma Sofik Ubi Atzmei, U Mitzad Atzmei Ude Rabbonon. Abo Imo Yisa Mitzad Atzmei Sofik is a Teire. Let's say here, Dam is an Isa de Raise. U Mitzad Acher Bosh Ubi Rabbonon. In Eimrim Bose Sofik de Rabbonon Likule, Shari Sofik Isa Shmisari Bacherim, Eimi Bote, let's say if it's a Dova Choshev. So it's a Thru Belef Lubote. So even Isofiki, but with Raise, even Dova Choshev becomes Bote. Balachayim is like Teire. But with Raise, even Balachayim, So the question of the halacha is, if a sofik treife, let's say, was nisarev with other balachayim, that are chere is not treifes, so I feel about elef libot, because balachayim chshivev libot. So the kasha is, midirai says, so balachayim is bot. And here it's a sofik treife, the behemah is a sofik treife. Is a sofik treife. So why shouldn't we apply the halacha of sveiket rabbon likule? So the shach gives the teretz, because here treife is an isa deraise. But, in this particular case, there is no chash of the raise for the simple reason that mid raise even a balchai becomes bottled the rabbon. So, but mid rabbonon it doesn't become bottled. So mid rabbonon, there is a sofik in regard to a nisa that is basically a nisa raise. So mele we don't say sefik rabbonon kule. So he applies it here too. He applies it here too. He says, in am kibish mizdache bolish in rabbonon because mid yates uch meshiach misham mid yates gam. So in any way, we don't say Sveik Rabbon Likule. But on that din, there are many poskim who are chilik on the Shach. Gam, ain liv dey sofik de Rabbonu lehok. Kmo she kosev shom bidin lamed vov. De ashke chontume Sveik de Rabbonu lehok. And he says, there are kamo klolim, kamo limitations upon the concept of Sveik Rabbonu Likule. Uma she kosev veid yesh lo stam lehatia. Kmo yahid amrinu gabi kreshma, silche de lishne. In other words, because we see from that Gemara in Broches that we assume that a person acted out in accordance with habit. Eile deine adarabe, hoche mistabre de loy molcho, dare in yemelucha eise godru, veich efsher, sheshocho eise koze. So he says a very good svora. The Taz is very strange. All right. The Gemara in Broches, is, according to the Taz, is expressive of a general broad concept that we always presume that a person acts out his habit. He acts out his habit. But in that Gemara, so we know that he stopped at Ochsavta. We know that he stopped at Ochsavta. The question is, at which Ochsavtom did he stop? Did he stop at the first Ochsavtom of Parsha Shema, or at the second Ochsavtom of Parsha Yishmaya? So in as much as the words "Reman Yirbu Yimeichem" came on his lips, so it's a raya that he stopped at the second Ochsavtom. Masha'inkin, here we have to say, on the basis of habit, that he was not Ishev Al Taisi. In other words, in order not to follow up the habit, you have to remain passive. And this Shach, it gives us a very deep psychological insight. In other words, habit is very important. But if we know that he did a certain habit, and the question is, did the act take place in accordance with his habit pattern or not? So then we say it certainly took place, the act. The act already took place. He did stop with Ochsavtom. I mean, there is no shaila whether he did a certain act or he did not. We know that he stopped at Ochsavtom for a certain while. The question is, at which Ochsavtom? So we assume, in accordance with the force of habit, that he stopped at the second Ochsavtom, Raya Mayirbu on his lips. Masha'inkin here. So, in order to follow up her habit every week, so then she had to do a certain act. In order not to follow up the habit, she had to remain passive. And it's always easier for a person to remain Sheval Taise than to work hard. So, how can we rely on habit if the habit involves a great deal of work, because people are disposed not to do the work, even the work that they have been accustomed to do for a long time. This is what he says. Adarabah hocha mistabra d'loy molcho, d'arayim licha isa godu, v'chev shashashokho isa kazeh. Then he says something else. He says, there is a presumption. First of all, he says, we cannot apply the halacha of Sfikit Rabban Likulei. And then he says, in this case, it shouldn't even be considered as a sofik. It should be considered as vadai loy molcho. Because she says she doesn't remember. So Bishleime, if she did not salt it, so then we can understand this, why she doesn't remember. I thought she didn't do anything, why should she remember? But if she did salt, how is it she doesn't remember? Then she should remember. Then it would have left an impression upon her. So in other words, it's not even a sof, the Shach says. He's very mistaken, the Shach. So he says, V'chef shashe shocho isi kaze, gamma she kosav, v'yish kan rov neged achaz, okay? Lese, v'lushayach kan rov. But he doesn't say why. Why? He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. So obviously the Shach says Kaluhovim that here it's not Shayach to say Rov because of the Gemara in Bechiras. Of the Gemara in Bechiras that Rov atolu b'maisa lo yamrino. Rov atolu b'maisa lo yamrino. So memele that here it's also atolu b'maisa. Here it's also called Maisa. In other words, we should, on the basis of Rov, we should say she was Meleach. But in order to be Meleach, why? Because Rov Noshin, before they put up the meat, they are Meleach the meat. But that requires a Maisa. But if not to be Meleach, doesn't it require any Maisa? So it's Rov Atol B'Maisa. Rov Atol B'Maisa, Le'amrino. So that really presents a strong kashe against the Taz. So how is it that the Taz says that here there is no Chazoke because the Chazoke is in conflict with Rov? But if you go over the suge in Bechiras Daf Chof Gimel, so you'll see that there is a machlekes in the Gemara. There is a machlekes in the Gemara where the Rov Atol B'Maisa Amrinon Daf Chof Gimel in Bechiras. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara. So we have to say that the Shach paskins that Rov Atol B'Maisa lo yamrinon, and the Taz paskins Rov Atol B'Maisa Amrinon. All right, now the Shach. Yeah.
The Rabbanit, then we don't worry about the
who says?
Yad Abraham. He mentions about an analogy to Farik Pesach. If you sell a house, you know, bought a house.
No, right here. In regard to Aroma, you mean? Because with the rice a bit of Baal Mesage. All right, but there is in the Gemara in Bechiras, there is a Machlekes, whether Rov Atol B'Maisa Amrinon or Lo Yamrinon. So Memele, we could say that the Kudus HaKesev Paskins that Rov Atol B'Maisa Lo Yamrinon, and the Taz Paskins that Rov Atol B'Maisa Amrinon. Yeah.
Can you say maybe that it's not totally Rov Atol B'Maisa, because in as much as the Rov is based on habits, so being a Teva, rather
than B'Maisa, per se? No. That wouldn't be considered as Teva. If true habit, but the habit itself is done by a voluntary agent, it's not something that is done instinctively. So, as a matter of fact, they are in that Gemara, that Gemara discusses it in connection with behemoths, with misabres, or they are not misabres or not. So even with Abidet, the Gemara applies the union of Rova Tolomim Aise. But here certainly it's not all, it's not considered as Rova Tolomim Tema, because the habit emanates from a decision of a person. It's not done instinctively. If the habit would take place instinctively, then you could argue. So then it would be telling that the machlek is reshein there in the Gemara in prayers. But here it's certainly Rova Tolomim Aise. All right. Now the Shach. Sikva Medei. Sikva Medei Rom Istarev Lissamach. Tamdi Ram Chada Tzorach Lefoshke. Uma Shikos Ab Tzorach Shibi Samach Lav Vimimu Lezorach Shibi Bin Vadi Samach Negram Belach Shabei. Daf Tumu Mandoma Tichtich Nas Nevele Ab Vishor Isoy. Uch Shei Yisab Dovod Bin Shishin Nekrach Tiche. Kid Lekamon Gabelei Vadovod Bein Dimein Bein Samach Negalov Bin Samach Nekoei Mikomo Kim Hoche Lo Mikri Yisab Dovod. Uch Meshikosub Amodecha. Why not? Why shouldn't we require shishin neged ol chatiche? Because after all, the melach sticks to the chatiche, and the melach absorbs the dam. So, maybe the whole chatiche should be considered in isadavu. So, the time is the miyat shebo hachatiche lemayim no mischol hamelach. So it's not in isadavu. Vidam sheolov vineful gedere vehi dosfiru amchaber lamrinu chatiche nasis neveil ragi bosa becholov. וגם עתור כוס הפצור שהיא בגדיר הסמך ובאת כל המלאך ונמצור לסמך נקח להתיכה עד כאן השני וכן כוס והר בפוסק ומאשל ביסה והתו שולי ובסיף חשב גדענו שהרך מי בפסק ולמי דקיים ובסדו בבינן סמך נקח להתיכה דוחנה מבינן שהיא בגדיר הסמך נקח להתיכה so למשל שיטי is that אין לכנעמי according to the פסק according to our פסק that חתיכה נעשה נביא applies to שורי סורים so here we should require שישי נגד הול חתיכה why it's a nisadobuk why is it a nisadobuk the melech absorbed the dam and the melech sticks to the chatiche. So in the whole chatiche is considered in Isadav. Vafil hoche, doch nam binon she bigdir o samach lechatiche. Vafil hoche, hachitiche atzma asura, this is what the Mashal says. Vitiya hape harbe kelape amirin, neged ze, alishom, uvisifri dochisi kol dvarov, vishol ekipen yof. Vago is mordechai bishim aram, uvidiva mari, asher aleim bono yisede. Voyikya di maram svir lei, vbichtiche atzmo yisamach libat ladam. Vamelech sholom, vimtsorich litziru foritev she bigdir. So in other words, he says, the Maram Rutenbach Shite is, that when Bosor was Nimlach, and there was Nisbashel, below Yadoche, so then we don't require anything, because it is presumed that the Chaticha itself has Shishim Neged the Melech. But the Ramo doesn't pass like that. The Ramo only says that the Chaticha itself has Shleishim Neged the Melech. But not Shishim. But the Maram Rutenbach Shite is that's a Machlekes Mitzias. That the Chticha has at least Shishim Neged HaMelech. Those who say no, Svirlei Deim Bichticha Atz V'Samach. So it's a Machlekes Mitzias. V'Lochei Binon Litziru Faritev. V'Lochei Naginun, and that's the Psaq of the Ramo. U'Bazeh Nitrukot Dvoro V'Dei, K'Vichach Tizma Goy Shari Dure. V'Yisav T'Bechai Yisburas Lifti K'Divra Rav. K'Divra Rav. In other words, not like the Marshal. Who says that the whole chticha becomes a chticha de merayel on account of the aloche of Yisadavuk. Gamevesi shema sharedure vasmag vamotre v'chol bei Yisavetar omariyo viposku ba'almoy Yisadavuk bo yusamech nekkol ha-chticha v'chticha atzma asura. We can posku gidivarav. So why? Because this is not in Yisadavuk. Why isn't it in Yisadavuk? Because it's not in it to stick to the chticha all the time. Because the moment you put it in water, so everything will be nomis. גם כוספתי שם שכימש מדס מרי וכך נהגים כל בעלי רואי. In other words, there is no one who is חשש. Even though the least such a shite, it's a mashal shite, but no one is חשש להלוך אלה מייסי for the shite of the mashal. That the whole חתיכה should become us. Now, ואם יש בגדירה, כל כך זה בוודאי, אין החתיכה סמך נגד דם ומלך שעולהו. אפילו החתיכה אובו, תראה סחטוס. Why? Because the shite of the מרם רוטנברג is that there is. So we say no. אפילו הוא סמרד וכלשני. שיצא לבס בית, תרס חטוס. ובפרי כל הבוסו שומחים לקומטיר בפרישני אף ובחי קבני. So that's one din of the marshal. וחיבור חבור של המורדכי, שמוצא קוצב שם הרם ראשון של שרש בו, ומדיבר הראש פרי קירו, והמחבר, ברחיים סימן שנדחס, ולס לה סבורה, דהמר הגרמס להסבשר, אף בפרישני. אלו שישלו חושב דיברי ויסוות על הרב, ומוקים שיפסת ברובה, כי יש לי תחי קוליה של דיבר הפוסק מנהל לדיית. In other words, the Taz is חילי כאן למחבוס פסק. But the Shach is not chilek. is not chilek, and he says b'mokim shein efsed. But b'mokim, so he says b'mokim shein efsed merube. We should be chishish for the Ramo shite that even b'klisheini on account of the melech emtzir. So it is mevashel. Sheish amelach emtzir va'adil nishem chimet shodav v'charif kaldam mevashel av b'klisheini. Right. King Kosov b'sefer aperav. Uboso yovish. Now the Ramo says. Uboso yovish. Yeish lihati rafilu b'chlerish. Divada is some samech neged amelach shalom. Mi achas shekwan is yavish. So the reason she does rishenim, that's the Ravon. The Ravon mentions such a shite. The Ravon mentions such a shite that if the boso is yovish, so then the it's not even mosa. Even if we know there is no shishim. So it's not even mosa. Why? Because if the bosal is yovish, so that means that all the lachluches adam has already dripped out. You see, I mean that it's yovish. So all the lachluches adam already dripped out. So what was left? What was left? Only that which is dry. So mimele, in as much as the lachluches adam has already dripped down, so the thing that is left, that is dry, is idova muet, and it couldn't give it time in the chtichas basket. That's the shita of the Ravon. But we don't pask like that. We don't pask like the Ravon. So the Ramo paskin suboso yovish, yeish lehatir afilo bichlirish, yivada yisamech neged amelech sholam. But suppose we know that there is no shishim neged amelech, then not. Mashiach can come to Ravon, even if we know that there is no shishim, it's still muta. But the Ramo doesn't pass like Ravon. Uposo yavish pirosh lo yudah hacham lo ase nisiyavish hakein yishvat rafu lechirish nsheyatz ledes bein el chatchila yizoyer aval im hudach yirosh hakedine kelim shnisiyavish vade daru yikisho boso vintzo zira safilu chatchila also im leya bepam shenis. So he says melech shemolchu bepam achas also im leya bepam shenis vichol shkein shem also im leya bepam shenis aval b'deved muta. Aval b'deved muta. Tiras chatus. Nearly davkim is bashil choshev deved. Aval im loy pish leyadayim yadichenu viyadu im chenuchim ash machzas. Simone tiras chatus. Vikol shkin shosol echu amelach achshem olchabey. Kosol b'sefer aper avreve miu kishenisiyabish heitev nira shemuta. So the aper avreve says that where it's nisiyabish heitev, so then you can even read the melech. The melech that you use. The melech that you used. Vitzolchein ledine, gam mashen izbaya mikedem di bosa yovei shmuta mitam di vada yish samach miacha shakovan isyabish mash bahol avoche. So the answer is the aper avreve, apparently he relies on the shita of the Ravon that where it was nisyabish, so then it's a raya that all the lachluches adam dripped down after all the melech took out the dam. And then, so the question is, did any of them remain? So as long as it's moist, so then we have to be chayshish. Maybe there is still a substantial quantity of lachluches adam on the surface. But if it's dried up, so we know that all the lachluches adam already dried down. So what can there be? There might be a few dried up droplets of dam that were absorbed in the melech. So that kind of dam, that is of such minute quantity, I mean, there's the shita of the Ravon, that it becomes bottom. So obviously the aper avreve relies on the shita of the Ravon. So that's why he says, but the Ramo doesn't pass like the Ravon. The Ramo says, so the shach points out, gam mashin is boya mekeidem, the boss of Yovi Shmuta mitam, the vada yisamach mashin is yabi, mashma olavoche, but if we know there is no shishim, then it's also. So we don't say that where it's dry completely, so then the melech is not in Mosa. Because very, very, very little remained, and the little that remained becomes bottom. Alright, because the Torah mentions the din of Mesiach Litomei. So the Torah says in Simon Samachtes that Kuf Yudam Beis, because of the Sifra Mitzvahs, you know him in Shamish Beis Yisroel, you know Nabos of Bideiro, when you do Achim Yidichi in Lav, Nemon be Messiah of Vitome. Vim Yedea Shederach Yisroel Adichi,
voy shom afu nar sheyedei abitiv adochei afu nichnas v'yeitzei muta demir tasnochi v'yeishe ischim v'zeh. All right. So he mentions nemam misiach l'itomei. But the mechaba doesn't mention misiach l'itomei. So he says nearly the kachlo hili amchaba dini misiach l'itomei shiutz kavitur l'chaski does l'taimi shekosav the b'syosef deal smag v'rivol v'mahal misiach l'itomei. So the b'syosef mentions in simen samachtes that there are three shittes of shenim. There is the shita of the smag and the smag and the rivol. The shita of the smag is that being in the case of misiach l'itomei, so his nemam it's muter, and being in the case of not misiach l'itomei, but his roi leitz l'nichnas afu l'kot noiktano sheyesh l'das, so it's also muter. And there's the smack, say for Mrs. Kotl. The smack, say for Mrs. Kotl, says, in the case of now, we now yet we nichnas, so it's muta. But in the case of no yet we nichnas, but Akum Yisrael Yitume says he made a doche, so it's osa. The reverse says, in both situations, it's osa. Being in the case of Akum Yisrael Yitume, it's osa, and being in the case of Yisrael yet we nichnas, it's also osa. All right. So he says, "Litaimi shekosav b'besios l'smag u'revol imahane misiach l'itomei." Only according to the smag misiach l'itomei is mahane. V'davke miotas mahane l'smag. Ayishom v'nei the revol polig the miotas l'mahane. The revol says that the only way it's mutar if we give it to a goy to taste it, to a kfeila to taste it. And he says, and when you taste it, you can feel whether hadoche was made or hadoche was not made. Because if hadoche was made, then it will be relatively less salty than if Hadoche was not made. But without giving it to a Tfeile, the Rivo says, we don't rely on the Akum Yisrael Yitomei. And even if he is Yisrael Yitzei v'nichnas, so it's not effective. Now we have to understand, why does the Rivo say, the Rivo Shite is, he's the biggest machine, that even if Yisrael Yitzei v'nichnas, so it's still also machine. But we have Aloche of Yisrael Yitzei v'nichnas, we have a loch of Yisrael Yitz v'nichnas. Then the Akum is not choshut because we say the Akum is mirtas. So apparently the Rivo holds that when is Yitz v'nichnas effective? If it's a question whether the goy did something, bikum vasei, that is not right. Let's say if you have yayin and the goy happens to be in the room where you have yayin Yisrael. So then we say, what's our shoshin? Maybe the goy handled the yayin. Maybe he drew out some yayin. Maybe he picked up the yayin. I mean, the yayin is not sealed and the goy was in that room. So then we say, even though the goy was left alone with open chovies of yayin, but as long as his soil from time to time goes in and goes out, so the goy is mirtas. So over there, the shaila is, maybe the goy did something bikum vaseh. Maybe he handled the yayin. So the goy is afraid. Mashenkin here. So in other words, in order that it should be proper, so if the goy will be Sheval Taise, then it will not be proper. Then it will be osa. You know, in order that it should be muter, so the goy must do something affirmatively. So he also, the Rivoshite is, so that's the machlekes. The other, we don't pass for like the Rivo. So in other words, we pass for like the other Rishay. So they say that Mirtas is effective even in regard to the question whether the goy did an extra act because of Mirtas. So the Rivo says no. If the shayla is lest the goy did something that he should not have done, so then we say, if he's Chol Yitzvi Nichnas, we can take it for granted that the goy did not do an extra act that he should not have done. Because he's afraid he'll be caught in the act. Mashenkin here, the Rivo says, here if the goy will just remain silent, inactive, he won't do anything, then the basar will be awesome. So in order that the bosa should be muter, the goy must take the initiative and do an extra act. So we don't say on account of mirtas that it is presumed that the goy did an extra act because of mirtas. We say on account of mirtas, the goy certainly was afraid to do an extra act, but not that the goy did an extra act. So that's the shita of the Rivo. So he says, the Rivo is the one who 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 is the one משום דהיקשה בלס יוסף, דו קיימו לו נלכובי ממו מסיח ולתומי, אלו לנסישה בלבד, ליטירה איץ, דהיינה דף דה ביסה ברייסה, מה שאין כן הוכה דדם של בישלוי וכן דם של מלכי, אין לו מדרבונון, ומכמון, סודץ לבס יוסף תארץ, נס לביסנס דוואי הנעקום, איז מסיח ולתומי איז נמון, בקוז ניסו לדרבונון איז נמון. ולכמון בסייף סימן כופלה מציין, גבי אימא לתיכובים, נמון במסיח ולתומי, בהחשקים ומאסורים שמדרבונון, היבי מחלקס הפוסקים בזה. So in Sof Simen Kuflamit Zayin, so the Bes Yosef himself mentions in Machlekes Rishayim whether Anakum Misiach Vitumei is Nemon in Ech Shakele. So there is one day, Uposak Bes Yosef Mishachon Orchon, Deine Nemon. So in other words, so the Arishayim will say that even in a Drabonon, Akum Misiach Vitumei is not Nemon. Mikachish Mikant in Misiach Vitumei. So true, the Tam Shebishle is only with Drabonon, but the Arishayim will say that Nakom Misiach Vitumei is not Nemon even in the Rabbanon. Abu Arav, because of Lechad Nai Sag, so what is the Shach saying? What I said before, that according to the Shach, the Mechaba Shite is like the smug. See if I miss God. So only Miotas is enough. Mashayin Ki Yisrael Yitzvi Nichnas is enough. Mashayin Ki, if there is no Yisrael Yitzvi Nichnas, just Nakom Misiach Vitumei, so then it's also. So that's why he only mentioned the din of Yisrael Yitzvi Nichlas, the din of Akum Yisrael Tumei, he doesn't mention. But the Ramo assumed, no. Aval Rav Shekos Avul Chad Min Ayisagi, Vulikos Avul Oshim Yishemrim, Nira Dimashmalei, the Efshali Gama Mechaba Sfir Leiti Smag, Dibu Chad Min Ayisagi, El Vino Katmiot Ezwa Din Liva, Vechei Nira Daitei, Bitiras Chatos, Bishima Bes Yosef, Vuvo Of Tzoch Leima. Oh, so the question is, but, The Mechaber himself in Simen Kuflamet Zayin mentions today is as to whether Yaakov Misiach Vitumei is Nemon Rabbonon or not. So how can the Ramo say that here the Mechaber Shite is that Yaakov Misiach Vitumei is Nemon? So he says with Dvor Tzor Chlima Adu Lidome Lissof Simen Kuflamet Zayin the Roche Kibim Dike Tam Et Taim Edu Vichol Man Kiyuse Kabde Nin Kiyuse Yuled Yacham Liche Moshikos Vasmag Vasmag Yish Lokote. I mean, this is mentioned in Nagoy Smaim. In other words, so there are two reasons, Rishenim, those Rishenim who say that Nakom Misiach Vitumei is Nemon, so there are two separate reasons. Some Rishenim say that Nakom Misiach Vitumei is Nemon, to say Hutcho, because it involves an Israel Rabbonon, Dam Shed Bishle is only the Rabbonon, and that Akom Misiach Vitumei is generally Nemon in every Israel Rabbonon. But then there is another term mentioned by Rishenim, that the Nakom is trusted in anything that has to do with cleanliness. That's what the Abu Ismail said. Because Goyim are makpid on cleanliness more than Jews. Now the Agoy Ismaim in Lechaz Machoz Asuras Perikvo and Halochi Yudalev, so the Agoy Ois Ches, so he said as follows. Vimnochi Oyevet Som Boso Bigdeiro Vilero Imidicho Im Lav Apple got because of Rabbi Goyim the same Chal Dvorosh Nochi Yisea Akil Mashem Tei Basra Yivames Gaba Nochi Amiche Peretz ולא אם הייתה המדיקון הרב, בוסו שניסל נהיה עם נוסע, וכל מוקים הוכי יש לאטר. יוכי יש לאטר. אם הוא יודע הנוכי מנהג ישראל, והוא יושם ישראל, יצא ונכנס, אוי קוטן בן דאס, בבאי, של יורי פניאל, so it's mirtas, that's one time. ואיד, דאמרינון, פרק עם עמידים, נוכי, נאי, so it's גמורי, נבלי זורי, נאי, והאיסור אלי קבדה, אנטיוסי קבדה. And can use a cup. So two timing, he mentions the Agoy Ismaimin. One is Miotas. He doesn't mention here Misiach Vitumei, but Miotas, if Yetzel Nichnas, and then even without Yetzel Nichnas. So he mentions, because the Akum is Nemon, the Bosor is Muter, because Stam Goyim are Makpid Anikirs. And after all, to put Echtichas Bosor with all the salt on top, in the pot, you know, to cook, without rinsing at first is inconsistent with cleanliness. So it's a separate time. So he says, ותיקון לושן הרב שכותב אחד מנהיה משמע כאילו המחבר יזכר בדבורך מסיר ותומי נראה משום דהחבר כוס הפסים חם על דבורוב לא ישעיה במרטס לא הבינו מסמך הדבורוב כבר דאפרונאים הכלום אמרים שידיחי מתם דמרטס וכמבויה בבס יוסף והוא פשוט לקח פירי שורה ביטר תקומה תסים חם על דבורוב היינה היכה דבינו למסמך הדבורוב דווקא והיינה מסיר ותומי או אם הוא שם ישראל יצא ונכנס ומכל מוקים מה שכוספתי הוא יקב דעסם חבר וליש לשמחה על דבורו והוא לאו דווקא חייגב מה שכיכולים לך מדוכתס מה לא עצת? He says that Ramon the student מחבר that the מחבר passes like a smack and when the מחבר said שמחה על דבורו he meant מסיר לתומי and then he said another thing ישראל יצא ונכנס but his פשט in the מחבר is that the מחבר doesn't passes like a smack the מחבר passes like a smack passes like a smack now אוי במסיר ולתומי שידיח יופי בס יוסף כוסף דאף כשידיע וכחו במנג ישראל נם מסיר ולתומי and from the lotion of the smack it's mashma that kol shnifi knows the nigi soil so then there is more of a reason that ak misir ulitumi shibinemo v'apkish v'abach tomo olo v'ich shayach misir ulitumi kishidea o sheisa v'et atolo bezeh v'abach v'itzik v'o v'rayim el kamon simen tzadik pres v'ikah shemide v'ivada l'idomo l'simen tzadik pres v'yosom yavinu l'liti v'ingeish v'isa rav v'vilav v'chalek l'mikim alo d'milse hilka kishidea sheisa v'et atolo bezeh v'ada inka misir ulitumi mashen kinkan hochedev shalim adav al kishidea minig yisroel מכל מוקי משכחס לו, כדי להשיח ותומי לפני אחרים, שלא יג'ועלו עם ידיחי, והמשיח ותומי דידיחי, והשיח ותומי דידיחי, והגע עצמו, דוקאים לו נדימו לו, חוב נאמר לי לסי של משיח ותומי, כמו שנזבור לבן נעזר סמי יזיין, ואמרו לו, כמי שידע שאיסה ואת עתון לו בזה, חסקו זה משקר, אלא פעד משכחס לו בחי גבנה, וזה בו. So he mentions, I mean, remarkable right, I mean, it might be a good right, and it might not be a good right. I suppose in these days it was a good time. Today it wouldn't be a good time. So he says, the Bach Shita is that where nothing is memory is here. Can we trust him? How do we know that he's here with me? Maybe he's saying it in a very sly and shrewd way. This is the heat of the Bach. So the Shach is crazy. The Shach says no. We can see whether he's sly or not, whether he's saying it in a sly way or not. And this, from the circumstances around his testimony, it appears that he's not trying to mislead us and that he's not saying it in a sly and misleading way, so then he has the moment. And other rabbi, I mean, as the lotion of the smag implies. So if he knows the name Israel, and if he's sincere, and it appears that he's not doing it to mislead us, so then he's even as monomon, as the task. So the Shach agrees with the task. So he mentions the rabbi. If we are going to say that where the Messiah Litumei knows the name Israel, then there is no aloha misiyah l'itumei. So then we have to come to the conclusion that the aloha, the taku misiyah l'itumei is nemen to say this by law applies only to a boy who is ignorant of Dine Yisrael. But a boy who knows Dine Yisrael that a married woman cannot get married unless there is a testimony that by someone that he saw the husband die or he was killed and so on. So if Nakum knows Dine Yisrael how relevant a question this is, so then he has no nemones. So then we have to limit the whole aloche of nemones of an akumi of a goy misir l'tumei by men's bailo to a goy who doesn't know the name Israel. All right. So of course there are many goyim who don't know the name Israel. But how can you have a Israel mumer who doesn't know the name Israel? And it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that the Israel mumer, a mishume too, is nemon to say mes l'gabi mes bailo if he's misir l'tumei. But it's unlikely that the Yisrael shouldn't know Dine Yisrael. So even if he's Yisrael Mumer, he certainly knows Dine Yisrael. And he's fully aware of the relevance of such a testimony. So how do we say that the Mumer L'akum, Misiach L'tumei, is Nemon to say Mizbailo? But he knows Dine Yisrael, so he knows how relevant a question this is, whether the husband died or not. And without his testimony, she'll remain an agune. So the Mishumet knows that without his testimony, she'll remain an agune all alive. So why is it Nemon?
So obviously that even when the Messiah with Tumei knows the name Israel, so he still has Nemones of Israel Tumei, and we're not Cheshesh, maybe he's doing it deliberately in his sly way, I mean, and he's putting up an act. If it appears from the circumstances that around this testimony that he's not doing it in his sly way, so then he has Nemones. But of course, I mean, so in the days of the Shah, so he couldn't visualize a Mishumet. A Mishumet wouldn't know the name Israel. But today, I mean, so you can have, I mean, even Abla Jews who don't know the name Israel. So certainly Mishumet could be ignorant of the name Israel. All right, now, so here we have a machleket v'shenim between the smag and the smag, whether Akum Mishiach v'tumeh is Nemon or Akum Mishiach v'tumeh is not Nemon. But all the Shenim agree that if there is no Yisroel Yetzel Nichna, and the Akum says, he wins, and he's not Mishiach Lechna. He's not Mishiach Lechna. So then everybody agrees that he's not Nemon. And the Chichas Boso is also. But the question is, the Gemara says, in Nochet Tatman Zimu, Leitchim Trilet, Mitagri Nochet, Mitagri Nochet, Gului Chashim on Shem Oklai, Shtut Shem Oklai Yohu. Why? Because umen lo nira nafshei, umen lo mara nafshei. So by the way, so that's not in the meaning of Nemones, that's an umdre. So whenever a goy says something in connection with his profession, so he's Nemon. That's the reason as to why a woman is allowed to have a baby in the hospital. Otherwise, she wouldn't be allowed to have a baby in the hospital, because maybe they're machling the baby. How does she know that it's her baby? Maybe it's a Puerto Rican baby. And her baby was given away to Puerto Rican parents. How does she know? So the answer is because women will not have option. So in other words, so the doctor, the nurse, they are going, so they have pneumonia. Because that's the halacha of lechin chiles, mitagri nochin, v'loi chashino mitlayu, chashino mitlayu. So there was once a court case in New York, I mean, of Jewish parents who brought suit against the doctor and the nurse and against the hospital, that they exchanged the baby and they took away, I mean, the Puerto Rican baby, so they gave away the Jewish parents. And the Jewish baby gave way to Puerto Rican parents. There was a big case in court, I mean, years ago in New York. Things happen, but everything happens. But that doesn't mean that you cannot do anything just because certain things happen. So in other words, we rely on this aloche of women with maranapshe. Women with maranapshe. So, and because of that, so lechim chiles, mitakri lochim. So even regard to the raise, chiles. So the question is, is there a machlekes v'shenim? Whether Akum Mishiach v'tumeh is Nemon or not Nemon? Machlekes between the smag and the smag and the revolt. But even the smag who says he's Nemon, only Mishiach v'tumeh, and only because he's Rabbonon, without, even if he's in the right, and even if he's not Mishiach v'tumeh, he says we are doing in the Chechovim Mishamish v'beis Yisroel. So umen l'maran apshei. Umen l'maran apshei, Chechovim Mishamish v'beis Yisroel. So he should be Nemon even at the right, and without this Nichnas, without this Yisrael Tumei, without anything. So we have to deduce a certain halacha, which is very reasonable. In other words, the halacha, it's not that the Mara Nafshi implies that the goy has Nemones. A goy is Mufke of Nemones. A goy does not have Nemones. But in certain situations, it's on the basis of certain presumptions, of certain umdenes, not on the basis of Nemones and the Agod. Not the money of the God, and Yisroel has the money, but a Nochri has no money. But in certain situations, so there are umdenes. There are umdenes. So there is an umdene that an expert does not umemri leimaranafshe, because he knows that if he will give wrong information in connection with his profession, then it will be very damaging for his profession. Who will turn over any work to him? If they'll find out that he lies, that he misrepresents facts. So because of that, he's Nemon. But it's not an Indian of Nemones. It's an Indian of Umdene. So Mimele, this aloche of women, Luimara Nafshei, applies only to a specialist. In other words, someone, let's say Tagre, he's a merchant, he sells the, let's say, the trailers. So that's his profession. Now, if it will be found out that he misrepresented, that he misrepresented Klayul as Trelis, so it will be very damaging to his profession. Who will trust him? So it will hurt his business. So So, Mimele, in as much as he testifies in connection with something that is relevant to his profession, to his specialty, so Mimele, we say, he wouldn't do anything that will only damage himself. Masha'in can hear him, Mishamish Beis Yisrael. He's not a specialist. He's Mishamish Yisrael, he does all kinds of things. He sweeps the floor and he washes the floor and he paints and he cooks and he bakes and he does it, 1,000 things. He's not a specialist. He's not worried about his reputation as a specialist. So, Mimele, the Aloche of Women, Mimara Napshid of the Bukhah. That's how it's Mashma from this Aloche. That's how it's Mashma from this Aloche. Now, in Simen Tzadik Ches, in Simen Tzadik Ches, the Taz mentions a very big Kiddush, which seems Taz mentions a very big chiddush, which seems on the surface to contradict, to be in conflict with the Taz here. Because here the Taz discusses the kasha of the Beis Yosef. The kasha of Beis Yosef. How is an akum misir with the nemon? But an akum misir with the nemon is only nemon with the seashore. So he gives the teretz. He gives the teretz because mila de rabbono. The implication being that if it's in mila de raise, dam shepishle would be mila de raise, so then an akum misir with the nemon certainly would not be nemon. But the Taz in Simen Tzadik Ches, siv beis, So he says, in explaining the shita of the Rashba and the Rosh, so he says that the Rashba and the Rosh hold that when does the Gemara in Bovakamed Afkofir Gimel say that only by Mezbailo and Nakom Yisir Levitume is Nemon, but by other Yisoy, the Raise, he is not Nemon, that is only by something like Mezbailo, let's say, which requires Edis, let's say Mezbailo, is it Dovash Be'avo? It doesn't available requires Aidas. Some in Mele, and then Idecho shouldn't be Nemon, and so on. But there is a special aloha by Mezbailo that even Idecho is Nemon and Misho is Nemon, and even Anakum Sihal Yutume is Nemon. So, by something that generally requires Aidas, Dovash Bel. So, Anakum Sihal Yutume is not Nemon Viteras Aidas. Except in the Nisa Rabbanon, which is Shvuyah. Shvuyah is also Davash Be'avo, so it requires Eides. So an Akum shouldn't be Nemo Miseru Tomei, so there is a special Kulei. Special Kulei. But if it's the Raise, and it's a Davash Be'avo, so except for Meiz Bailo, an Akum Miseru Tomei is not Nemo. If it's a Davash Be'avo. Because the Gemara in Bava Kama discusses Meiz Bailo, so he's Nemo, and Shvuyah is Nemo. Both Meiz Bailo and Shvuyah are Davash Be'avo. So they come within the category of Davash Be'avo. So the Mele, they should require Eidim, two Eidim. And still, an Akum Yisrael Ritume is Nemon by Shvuyo, and an Akum Yisrael Ritume is Nemon by Mezbailo. So Akum Yisrael Ritume is an exception, and Shvuyo is Nemon because he's the Rabbanon. But had it been the Raise Shvuyo, so then, in view of the fact that Shvuyo is Davash Be'avo, Akum Yisrael Ritume wouldn't be Nemon. But by Issa Veheter, where Idis is not required, where Ob Sulim Anemon, Idechot Mem Bisum, so every Akum Yisrael Ritume has Nemones. By Issa Veheter, even by the Raise. This is what the Taz says in Simen Tzadik Ches, Silbeis, and that he explains as to why the Rashba and the Rosh say, let's say Issa fell into a Gdeira Shel Heter, and we don't know whether the Issa gave the time of Issa in the Gdeira Shel Heter. So we tell a goy to taste it. And if the goy, Ebisiach Ritumei, says, so the Rashba and the Rosh say, if the Akum Yisrael Ritumei says he doesn't have any Tam Yisrael, so then we can eat it. So he has the Kashi, if Tam Kikar is the Raise, so how is an Akum Yisrael Ritumei Nemon and Yisrael the Raise? And the Rashba and the Rosh, they both paskel the Tam Kikar is the Raise. So the Taz, the Simen Tzadik Ches, Yivei says that the Rashba and the Rosh hold that when does the Gemara and Bovakam and Afkuf Yud Gimel say that an Akum Yisrael Ritumei is only Nemon and Rabbonon, like Shuyo, But Midraisa is not Nemon anything except in this bylaw, which is an exception. That's only in the Misa Midraisa of the Meshabelbo, like this bylaw, so this bylaw is an exception. So only if it's the Rabbonon, like Shvuyo, so then he's Nemon. Mashain Kain, some in Misa Vheter, like whether he has a Tamis or he doesn't have a Tamis there. So there is a loch of Vidachot Nemisum, he doesn't even require Ides, and also not Nemon. So he goes, Misa Vheter, he's also Nemon. In every Misa Vheter, that's the reason that's why the Rajman the Rosh say that if Anakum Misa Vheter, he says that he tasted from the Deire, and there is no Tamis there, so then Israel can partake of the Deire. So that seems to be in conflict with this Tas, because this Tas says, he emphasizes the fact that Dam Shebishle is in the Rabbonon. But if Dam Shebishle had been with Raise, then Achim Zilu Tumei would not be Nemon to say that it was Udach. Here it's certainly not the Dam Shebel, it's his Aveheter. It's his Aveheter. So the answer is, because the Tas only says that Chidesh in Simen Tzavichez, Siv Beis, he says it in connection with Rashi ben Rosh, because Rashi ben Rosh say that Achim Zilu Tumei is Nemon. To say they tasted the gdeire and there is no tamis there, so he has the kashe, but tam hikar the raise. So he's forced to say, according to Rashi ben Rosh, that when is Akum Yisrael Vitumei not nemon in the raise, only in something that is idova shebeal, mashenkin misa v'heter, and Akum Yisrael Vitumei is nemon in every Yisrael raise, mashenkin according to the other shei, who mention other timing there. So we don't have to come to that conclusion. So Memele, here the Taz, and the Taz himself, in Simen Tzadik Ches, Sivveis, at the end he says, Kein nir lo yashiv das arashbo v'rosh, avu imin aloche, kvo posa katu, v'shochonoch, Simen, shinte zayen, linen preya, bo imahana misir vitum. Now the question is, if Anakum says, there is a mum in the pro, there's an it, while then he's a reise. So the two and the shochonoch pask in Simen, shinte zayen, the West Chilik Yodei, that Nakum Sele Tumei is not Nemon. Why? Because Nakum Sele Tumei has no Nemonis in the Nisa Deraisi. So in other words, so the Taz himself says that only the Rosh and the Rajbo hold that in Nisa Veheter Nakum Sele Tumei is Nemon Nisa Deraisi. But other the Shein Machilik. So the Mele here, when the Taz says that only on the basis of the Rabbonon, so that he mentions according to the other Shein, not according to the Rajbo and the Rosh.
Sif Yudalev. Bososhen is bashel b'roin liche. Tzorich sheyeh b'tafshil shishim kenegadeisi boso v'oz muter hake. So if, let's say, yechtichas boso was mishbashel without liche, so then the melech, there was no melech, so the dam comes out, is niflat from the boso, and it is nivlai in the tafshil. So mele, the tafshil is mutter only if there is shishim in the tafshil. In the whole there, the reitef and everything, neged the chtichas boso. Now, actually, we should not require shishim neged the boso, but we should require only shishim neged the dam. But no one knows how much dam it has. Some mele we consider the maximum. So what is the maximum? The volume of the chtichas boso. It certainly, the volume of the dam could not be more than the volume of the chtichas boso. It is always less, but since we don't know what the volume of the dam is, some mele we consider the maximum. The sheet of the Raivad is that if we determine how much dam the chtichas boso contains, so then we only need shishim neged dam. If it can be determined, it can be determined, certainly through scientific method, it can be determined. But all the other rishonim achilik, and all the other rishonim hold that even if it is determined how much dam it has, so we still require shishim neged the whole volume of, neged the volume of the chtichas boso. Why? Because since normally it is not known, it's not so easy to determine the volume of the dam contained in the boso. So mele, that was Rakonis Chachomi, that we have to have shishim. We have to have shishim neged the whole chtichas boso. This is what the Mechaber pass.
Now,
the tool says, "Daf kuzidale v'medale." What so shen is pashal b'lei meliche? Son she yidei reshishim mivatel kol avosa. The odd hakel muta. That's one shilosh. So then the reshishim mivdeire, you know, all the whole tafshel mivdeire, the reches and everything. So then even this chtichas b'sor itself becomes muta. Comes muta. V'yei shemli. Afilu im yesh bo shishi. Sha'atafshel muta avosa rosa. לפי שנסבשו בידון ויש מתיר ולא זה היסקים הדיני אובי אורוסה so there is a מחלקת השני some רשיינים say that even if there is שישי in the גדירה נגד this חתיכת בוסו that was not in lach so the rest of the גדירה is מותר the other חתיכה the rated the vegetables that you put in the גדירה that is מותר but the חתיכה itself remains on why? Why is the chticha itself a main osea? Lifishen is bashel bidomit. We have to understand what it means. Lifishen is bashel bidomit. Anyway, so there are the two mentions today. And the Rosh thing is that it's muter. And the Mechaber passes like the Rosh. So then the Ramos says, the Yeshe Yisrim Eise Chticho, Afil Dike Samech Neged Achticho. So Bishin Yeshe Imrim, Vago Yismaimene, Bishin Smag, Vago Yishare Dure, Vauch, Mari, Mordechai, Bishin Ravad, Vihochenoi, to Asare, like the Yeshe Imrim, Im Loi Litzerech, Im Chvit Shabbos, Im Chvit Orchim, Dos Yesh Litzmich Adiv Ramakyot, Vimim Lecho Chaticho, Vimim Lecho Koro, Dino Klovim Lecho Kwao, naturally. If it is the Melicha is a nominal Melicha, it's not a real Melicha of the Din. So it's the same Din. What is a real Melicha or not? So in certain situations, it's Machlokes Rishonim, let's say, in Lachal Tzadechot. So it's Machlokes Rash, the Rosh and the Rashbo. But there are certain things that are not considered Melicha according to all Rishonim. So whenever the Melicha is not sufficient, so it's considered like Loi Melicha Kwao. V'chein Boso Shesho Gimul Yomim Beloi Melicha. Afilo im nimlach dinik loloi nimlach. Now this is there's the next seed. Now that's the takones. That's the takones again. The takones again. The takones again. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but there is the Gemara mention it that if bosor isho gimu miyomim beloi meliche, so then you cannot be meliche because then it becomes hardened, and the melech is incapable of extracting the blood, therefore. So then the only way to eat it, if it was shogim yom b'lemeliche, is by boiling it. So the fire will be able to draw it out, to extract the blood. But Mashiach came to cook it not. Why? Because melech is incapable of extracting the blood once it became hardened by being shogim yom b'lemeliche. Whereas the bishul will draw out the blood and then it will be mavriya, mimokim remokim. So that's the akonis again, that in kiposor ishei gimuyom b'loi meliche, so it can only be eaten out of the tzri, not out of the bishul. But the gimuyom also say, even though it was shor gimuyom b'loi meliche, but we soaked it in water, so then it's alright. Because then it didn't become hardened, on account of the shri. So he says, V'chim boso shesho gimu yomim b'loi meliche, afim nimlar dinei keloi nimlach, v'im nizbashel torich samach kenei. Even though that is only takones hagenim, so he mentions that, true, it's not the proper place to discuss that, because the proper place would be in Sif Yud Beis, where the Mechaber mentions the takones hagenim. But in view of the fact that here the Mechaber mentioned Bosor shenizbashel b'loi meliche, yitzorev shiv tafshel shishi kenegad is a bosor. So the Meili also mentions, if it's bosor sheshor gimul yomim b'loi meliche, so even though it was nimlach after 3 days, so it has the same din gilu loi nimlach. So again, we require, if it was cooked with other things, with other chtichas bosor, so we require shishi in the other chtichas bosor, neged this chtichas bosor that was shor gimul yomim b'loi meliche. Right, yes? No, if you didn't soak it, so then you cannot eat it al the bishul. Then you must eat it only al the tree, not al the bishul, because the dam became hardened, the posa became hardened as a result of 3 days not being nivach, not being soaked, nothing. So,
what is it?
The current game is that Bosa Sheshor Gimel Yom Lichel Lishriye Izosa Bachil Al Dibish, but it's muter Al Ditzli, because the fire can draw out the blood, but the Melech cannot draw out the blood if it was Shor Gimel Yom. So Mele, then if you are Mvashle, so there'll be a lot of blood that the Melech did not take out, and the bishul will take out, and it will be absorbed in the chetichet, in other places. No, will not be affected. Now let's see the task. Siv chavol, kineged do yisei boso, do yadinon kamedar nofet mide. In other words, it's not that we require
shishim neged the chetichet boso, because the chetichet boso per se is osa. The chetichet boso per se is not osa. But since the dam was not taken out, was not expected, so then the bishul, when it's nifashel, so then it's niflat. And we don't know how much dam came out, so maybe we take a maximum so that we find all over in Taruves. Wherever there is a certain quantity of visa, and we don't know, it's difficult to determine the volume of that visa, so we take the maximum. What is the maximum? The chetichas bosog, in which the dam is contained. Alright, then the oz mutarak. That's the Oshi. Why? But why is the Oz Mutarak? The Mashi Yotso Nisbatl Bissamach. U Mashi Nishabei Havidav Rivorim Shaloi Pirish. Havidav Rivorim Shaloi Pirish. Because whatever was expected with the Bishol came out into the Gdeira and became bottled in the Reitef, became evenly distributed in the whole Gdeira. Whatever was expected. And what was not expected, so it's done. So it's Dam Rivorim Shaloi Pirish. And Dami Vorm Shalai Pirish is not Osa. But why aren't we Cheshesh? Maybe there is a lot of dam that was Neka and Pirish internally. No, the heat might have been Eicher. Dam from certain spots in the interior of the Chetiche, and it was absorbed other spots in the interior of the Chetiche. So really it should be Osa. So the Rosh holds, no, it doesn't happen that way. Bishul does not cause the dam from one spot to be nekar internally from that spot into another spot internally. But bishul, the effect of bishul is to draw out the dam outside into the gdeira. Then it becomes evenly distributed. But once the dam is niflat into the gdeira, outside of the chatiche, into the gdeira, into the pot, so the melee becomes bottle, bishishi. Alright. Do be shaver mafrekes behemo bisim im samar zayem aforos svir lei dosa mishim pirish mi mokim le mokim vachename yi osa mahaitan. So the kashi is now, there is a gemore and a bali lo yivshete gemore daf kuf yudimu lechum daf kuf yudimu lechum just two lines before the first mishne daf kuf yudimu lechum. No, not two lines. Four lines. Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rebchie. Hashever mafrikoso shal behemo, kedem shetetzin afshal. The mafrekes of the behemo, if he shever, efta shrite, but before, the behemo was yotzes nafshal. Hareze marbid es haboso, vigezel es habriyiz, umavli adam bivorim. That causes for the ivorim to absorb the dam. Iboyo, hey, come, Mama, with a bottle of sapris. We should have made a damn before. So, in other words, people don't like to buy that meat in which the dam of the Bisashrite was Nivra. They don't like it out of health reasons, health considerations. But it's not Osa Mitzadam. Or holy the day Shabbatam, but if he wants to eat it, he can eat it. Or he deal more holy the day Nam Osa. It's also because as a result of the Shvira Samafrekes, so that caused the dam to be miserere and to be nyeitze, mimokim limokim, as a result of the Shvira Samafrekes. So maybe it's also it's a dam. Dam shaloi pireish is muter, but dam shepireish is also. And here, as long as it was miserere lotzeis, so it is also. Holy the day shore, like when my mamashim zeila shore, if you should hate or eat all the melech, or you don't a day namosa, without his head hoshik, hold it again on Sabriyes, we hold it in Mavliya dam, we shuv in a yeitze, we echel dam.
because it is a din of Dam Shepirch.
So the Baches, the Kashi. So now we pass to Lechum. Kol ma she pireish yetze lechutz, the whole ma she yotze lechutz, in the first one. The effect of the bishul is to be mafli the dam. That doesn't mean that all the dam comes out. But whatever dam moves out from its place is yetze techak there. So then it becomes bottled, there is shishim in the care. But, and what whatever dam did not come out of techak there, did not move from its place either. In other words, we don't say that maybe it did not come out into the Deire, but it did move out from its place into another place in the same Chatira, internally. That doesn't happen as a result of it. This is what the Taz says. Then he says, the Yesh Eishri, there's the Yesh Eishri Chatira. Refishen is Pashlo, so the Loshen of the Tur is, why is Yesh Eishri? So he says,
Refishen is Pashlo Bidon. So this is what it says. Lefishen is vashlach ticho bidon.
What does it mean, is vashlach ticho bidon? Now the question is, in other words, maybe it means, in other words, see himself as the kashi, the bach himself as the kashi.
Why don't we say that maybe some dam did not come into the deire, was not niflat lechutz inside the deire, but it was neka from one spot and it moved internally
into another spot of the same chatiche. So the Rosh thing is, it doesn't happen that way.
So the Yesh Eishrim hold, it does happen that way. But the Rosh is, Lefishon is Bashlo Achticho Bidom. So you should say, Lefishon hu Cheishishim, or no Emrim, She Yotzo Hadam, She Nekar Hadam, Mimokein, Mimokein, Bisecha Chaticho. Inside the Chaticho, internally, that moved from one spot to another spot, from here to here, internal, not by going out into the daily. But he doesn't use that lotion. He says, Lefishon is bashla, I mean there's a lotion of the two. Lefishon is bashla achticho bidom. Ve'in le'akshis, ho bidam bi'alme, shenofo achticho shebidero, shemikzoso techo reitet, mutratu mashi lechutz l'reitet. Now that he mentions as a double portion, but actually it's a machlekes, Rashi and David, very basic machlekes, that kufches in Chum. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and David. Now suppose you have a deira with many chtiches in the pot, many chtiches, and then some iser is spilled on the uppermost chtich. And the uppermost chtich, let's say you have one chtich, two chtich, four chatiches, and there is reitet in that chatiches, let me pass. And then Yisar is spilled, Cholov is spilled, chatiches Bosor and Cholov is spilled, or let's say Yisurim Dvar Yisar is spilled on the uppermost chatiches. And suppose the level of the reitet reaches only up to here, and the uppermost chatiches is completely above the level of the reitet, the uppermost chatiches. The level of the reitet is only up to here, and the uppermost chatiches is completely above the level of the reitet. Then some tipas hollow horse, other isurim fall on top of the uppermost chatiche, so then all the shame agree that this chatiche becomes oser. As long as this chatiche, the uppermost chatiche, does not have 60 measures, neged tipas iser, tipas hollow or tipas iser. So that chatiche becomes oser, and the other chatiches are muta, because after all, the reitef only reaches up to here. So it's not nisbal be ubisech ha-reitif. The tipas cholov for the tipas iser is not nisbal be ubisech, does not become evenly distributed in the whole reitif. So then everybody agrees. In a case where the level of chatiche is beneath the uppermost chatiche, the level of the Reiter Panim, his riches are there, beneath the uppermost Chatichet. And then Issa falls on the uppermost Chatichet, and the Mnoi Shishim, the uppermost Chatichet, and the Issa. So the uppermost Chatichet becomes Bozer, and the rest is Muta. And the rest is Muta. Suppose the uppermost Chatichet is completely submerged within the Reiter. The Reiter is above the uppermost Chatichet, and then the Tifas Cholov falls on top of the uppermost Chatichet. So then all the Rishonim agree that everything is mutad uppermost chatichet too, because the tipas iser, tipas cholov, dropped within the reitev, so melee becomes evenly distributed, and there is shishim in the totality of all the chatiches in the reitev. There is shishim negative tipas cholov, negative tipas iser. The machlokes between Rashi and the Ri in the regard to the case where you have the number of chatiches and the level of the reitev reaches up to here. So half of the uppermost chatiche is submerged, is immersed within the reitev. The uppermost half of the uppermost chatiche is above the level of the reitev. So the shite, and then a tipas iser or tipas cholov falls on the uppermost chatiche, that is half immersed in the reitev, half above the reitev. So the shite of the reitev and most rishonim is that in as much as part of the uppermost chatiche upon which the tipas cholov fell is immersed in the reitev, so it's considered that see the whole chatichet is immersed in the reitev. Memele it's nisbalvel, it's evenly distributed, and as long as in the totality of all the chatichets in the reitev there is shishim, so the tifas iser becomes bot. The Rashi shite is no. Rashi shite is that if only half of the chatichet is immersed in the reitev, or even 3/4 or 4/5 or 5/6, as long as the top of the chatiche is above the level of the reitev and the tipas cholov, the tipas iser falls on top of the chatiche, so then it does not, so you're not mitzarif. So we consider it as if it had been completely above the level of the reitev. So then chatiche becomes oseh, according to the Ri in such a case. It's but l'shishim, so even this chatiche is mutar. But according to Rashi, as long as the uppermost part of the chatiche, of the uppermost chatiche, is above the reitev, so memele, this chatiche becomes osir, and the rest is mutar. And most rishonim agree with the sheet of the Ri. So here the Taz, when the Taz says, vei lehakshis, ho bidam yal meshenofo chatiche, that you'll find that kufches in the morning. They lakshis. Obidam yal meshenofu al chatiche shebidero. She mikzos otecha reitev muter afilu mashehu chutz l'reitev. Chutz l'reitev. Why? That's the shita of the Ri. Because it's considered as long as the lower part of the uppermost chatiche is inside the reitev, so it's mevalbel. So there is even distribution. And it comes bottom. So here too, why do they ask that? Why do they ask that? Why is bashlo achticha b'domo? Is bashlo achticha b'domo? So in other words, dam comes out from the chatiche, and it's absorbed by that chatiche. But this chatiche is also immersed in the reitev. Some in mele, it should be bottle, just as over there we say it becomes bottle. So the Taz gives a very obscure term. Shanoche, Shoyisahu Machmas Atzme, Nisha Atam Bin Keime, Vios. What do you mean? In other words, if Dam Nichutz from an extraneous source falls upon a Chatiche that is partly immersed in the Reitev, so then even though that Chatiche itself does not have 60 measures, negative Dam, but the totality of all the Chatiche have 60 measures, so then it becomes bottle the dam. But that's only in the case where the dam horse air comes from an external source. But you can hear the dam is inherent in the chatiche itself. So in melee, it doesn't become bottle. Why not? Why not? Here it's even more, because here, I don't know why the Taz had to mention the Rishi. So he mentions the Rishi because most poskim pass like the Rishi. But the same Kasha could be raised according to Rashi too, because Rashi is only chilik on the Ri in the case where dam falls
on the surface of the uppermost chatiche, which is above the level of the reitzim. Mashaitin here he doesn't say that the chatiche that was not nilach is above the level of the reitzim. So all the chatiches are submerged in the reitzim. And then, if dam is niflat, so when it is niflat, so it certainly, the dam that is niflat is comes out below the level of the reitzim. So then it becomes evenly distributed, it should be bubble. It doesn't even have to mention the rishita. But the rishita is a bigger thing, that even if it is not completely submerged, like this, you could say maybe they have reference to a case where the chatiche is not completely submerged in the reitzim. But the rishita is that as long as part of the chatiche is submerged in the reitzim, so there is also even distribution. So here too, the dam, why is the chatiche there? Why? Because it's in special bidomo. What does this special mean? Al bidisho, so dam comes out. Only comes out, it is. So then it becomes bottle in the gdeira. That is kash. So he's there at sea. That's only when the dam that comes out into the reite comes from an extraneous source. But here it's from an internal source. So what? So what difference is it? Misha hatam l'kei. Riyot. Now, the aloha is the dam shepirish. Dam shepirish. Dam shaloi pirish is not osir. Because of that, you are allowed to eat raw meat, even though it was not nimlach. The only Vishnu says that raw meat can only be eaten after Yamaleach at the Rambam. But all the other Rishayim Lachem. All the other Rishayim Lachem. As a matter of fact, there is a more that it's Shoyle Achil Biyumtse. Umtse means raw, you know, without cooking it, without boiling it. The Loyne Lachem. So, what will the Rambam do with that? So the Or HaShulchan says that the Rambam will apply that Gemara to a case where he semes the raw meat in vinegar. So that prevents the coming out of blood. But in a chaname, if he is not semes and he's not nileyachet, so then he's also to eat raw meat. Because as a result of the eating, you squeeze out blood. The moment it is squeezed out, so then it becomes dam shepirish. So it's also, but all the other Rishayim say the dam that tzichtichas bosov yutze is muta without milicha. Why? Because dam shepirish is not osa. But dam shepirish is osa. Now, so the question is this: when we say dam shepirish is osa, what does it mean dam shepirish is osa? So we have to consider every drop of blood separate. Every drop of blood separately. Or if the bulk of the dam came out, so mainly all the dam of contained in the chatiche are osa. So it seems that the tzad, of course, that's a chiddush. I mean, I would say that we have to consider every drop of blood separately. In other words, let's say that the cook the chatiches bosor that was not nimlach in the day or the pan. So a certain substantial quantity of dam came out into the gdeira. So those drops of blood that came out in the gdeira, that one is vata osa, dam shepirish. But the other drops of blood that remained in the places are not osa. All we can say that as long as the bulk of the dam came out from the chatiche, out of the shul, so even those drops of blood that did not move out from their source also have been of dam shepirish. Then all the dam the Zechtichas Bosa contains have a din of dam shepirish. This is how, I mean, I wouldn't say that way, but it appears that this is what the Taz says here. He says, Shana Oche, Sheu Yisaru Machmasat Tzmei, Mi Shehatam Bimkeime Viyosa. Shehatam Bimkeime Viyosa. Because the Zechtichas Bosa has a lot of dam. And that dam, when you cook it, so that dam gives a tam in the Zechtichas Bosa. In other words, any day when you eat, let's say, a chtichas boso that is raw, or a chtichas boso that was misbashed. So all the tissue, the dam that is contained in the interior of the chtichas boso gives it tam in the boso. But even though it gives it tam, if it's da, as long as it's dam shall appear age, so the male it cannot ask it. It cannot answer that. And that's the reason that the lomdes of the Rosh. Why does the Rosh says
that he v'chtichas bosa shaloi nimlach was cooked with other chatiches, so he the yishishim in the gdeire, and the other chatiches in the reite, neged the chatiches bosa shaloi nimlach, so everything is muter, even the original chatiches shaloi nimlach, but well, how is it muter after all, that al the bishul, so the dam that is contained in the chatiches bosa, so they become the chatiches bosa, the answer is the Rosh holds, so what if he gave it tam the chatiches bosa? Then it's itam heter, that every drop of blood individually, that as long as it remains in its place, in its body, so then it's hetagono. So it gave it down all the bishul in the chichas boso. So it's itam heter, it's not itam misa. Itam misa. And that dam, that which dam is itam misa, the dam that was nifat the chadero, that dam came bottle, and the dam that was not nifat the chadero, it remained in its place. So Mimele, it is a tam heter. So the Yeshemrim, the Taz says, the Yeshemrim achilin kanaros. And they say, as long as the bulk of the dam was nifrat b'tichagdeiro, so even the miudat that was not nifrat b'tichagdeiro, so true indeed, that the miudam that was not nifrat b'tichagdeiro remained in its place. It didn't move internally from one place to the other. That's not. It didn't move. But in as much as the major part of the blood was nifal v'tichagdeiro, so all the blood has a din of dam shepirish. Even the dam that remained in its place. So mainly it's dam isa. If all the blood, when the rov of the blood is nifal v'tichagdeiro, then even the miut of the dam that remained in their places, in their original spots, so also have a din of dam shepirish. So and through bishul they give a tam in the deiro. So mele becomes also. This is what it has said. Shano hoche shoyisa umach basatzmei nisher al tam bin keimei. To it bin keimei. It didn't move out from its original spot. But the bulk of the blood was niflat l'tzichak deiro. So mele all the blood of the chtiche have a separate of dam shepirish. Whereas the Rosh holds, no, that we have to consider each drop of blood individually, separately.